I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC. On 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Hey, you know, we make fun of celebrities and everything that they're doing by getting drunk on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
But really, there are so many that are stepping up and putting their money where their mouth is, like Ben Affleck, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bryan Cranston, to name a few.
Oh, yeah. These guys are dropping tons of money. And Shawn Mendes, he's dropping $175,000 to Sidekicks, Sick Kids Hospital, in relief efforts around the world. So just all of these celebrities that are out there doing their part, that's really, really cool. Now, we love both parts of it. We love the money that you're donating, but don't stop the drunken videos at home.
Please keep the drunken videos.
We need the entertainment with the philanthropy, okay? Please keep the two going.
In addition, Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake Lively, pledged $1 million split between Feeding America and Food Banks Canada.
Yeah.
But Ryan Reynolds' gin company, Aviation Gin, is giving 30% of its proceeds to Tip Your Bartender, which is a nonprofit which helps out-of-work bartenders. Because guess what? Bars and restaurants aren't open.
I've never had his gin, and now I'm going to have to start drinking. I used to be a Hendrix guy. Now I will definitely be an Aviation guy.
Yes.
See, regardless of what it tastes like. I hope it tastes good.
It better taste good, but we're going to support it no matter what.
Yes, either way.
Well, The Masked Singer rolls on, Salt.
Yeah.
And last night, we got to know Group C a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Will Arnett was the special guest host from the Lego Masters, also a Fox show. My wife and I love that. So he was on there, and he was making some guesses, and at the end of the show, when they had to do the final reveal,
He guessed himself. He goes, I think it's Will Arnett.
It might be me. He's hilarious.
Yeah,
I love him. But he did. The T-Rex was the one that was unmasked last night.
Yeah.
And Will thought it was Olympic gymnast Gabby Douglas.
Okay.
But Nicole and Jenny both knew who it was.
It was JoJo Siwa. Oh, Jai Ho. She did Jai Ho. That's a good song.
Yeah,
I love that song.
It was a tribute to Nicole, but she said that she really identified more with Will Arnett. So I don't know what's going on with JoJo Siwa, but, you know, she was unmasked last night.
Yeah. Okay, so you turned me on to the
Tiger King
documentary, which is the number one streaming
program
on Netflix right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you haven't seen it, it's basically about these big cat zoos that are around the country. There's three main figures in these zoos and how they have battles with each other. And it's just absolutely bonkers.
It is insane.
And each of the personalities is bigger than the next.
Yeah, totally larger than life.
Yeah.
And one of the characters that's featured is a woman named Carol Baskin, who had like a near deadly feud with another character named Joe Exotic. She's mad because she said when the producers approached her 5 years ago, they didn't make it out to be as salacious as it ended up being, and now she feels duped.
Well, yeah, there's rumors that she killed her husband, so I would feel duped in that situation as well.
Yeah, can you blame her?